This is in the Holy Letters in Volume 5. This is letter number 1510. And this is dated Baruch Hashem Yud Gimel Nissen, the 13th day, almost before Pesach already. Toshiyot Beis Brooklyn, and the Rebbe is writing it to with great titles, Yitzchok Sheyichya Dubov. He was a rabbi in, I believe, in England. And the Rebbe says, Shalom Uvracha. So, you're asking me my opinion, the Rebbe says. What's his question? Because he is the Baal Korah. He reads from the Torah. And therefore, this causes him to start Baruch Shomar, the davening, after midday. Which he's supposed to be davening before midday, he's supposed to, at least, even by the Eved, he's supposed to daven before midday. So the Rebbe says, according to my view, this is not proper. Because although we may be able to figure out that according to the law, with great difficulty, that it should be okay, because you already read the Shema beforehand, Krishma Ketano, but the Rebbe says, certainly we should take into account what are the people going to say, the people that see you doing this, what are they going to say? This is not the same thing as when you start davening on time and you daven the whole time. You start at time, you daven the whole time, but it turns out that you reach Baruch Shomar when it is midday, but you were davening the whole time. So you got delayed, but you're in the process of davening. That's a whole different story. So then, at least, you were preoccupied with davening and the preparation for that beforehand, so you got delayed. That's different. But in this case, that you are reading in the Torah, Torah reading is not connected to the davening, and it doesn't connect to the preparation for the davening. So you to start after midday, the Rebbe says, no. Number two, he asked the Rebbe, what kind of Hasidus should the students study? Whether it's the Likutei Torah, that's the book of the collection for the Alter Rebbe, or other writings of the Rebbe, the Ksavim. So the Rebbe says, well, not all students are equal about this. So, in a certain degree, this would be dependent on how much time you have set aside for the study of the Hasidic studies. And I have already said from time past that we should make an effort in both areas, not only in studying certain topics in depth, but also to a certain degree knowing even a surface, getting acquaintances, getting knowledge, getting familiarity with many matters. And that comes through the study of Shar Yichud V'Hamuna, that's the section, and the Geras HaTshuva in the Tanya. Some mitzvahs of Derech Mitzvahsecha for the Tzemach Tzedek, these are Sforim, Hasidic Sforim, some of the Ksovim. And to give you an exact which of the Ksavim, which one of the Maimorim to specifically, but that depends on the students, how they are learning, and that needs to be decided by the teacher, the Mashpia, the one who teaches on the side. He needs to make the decision which subjects and what to teach. Now one of the, he's asking the Rebbe about a question that it says that when you sow, Hasidus brings down this parable that when you sow in the ground a kernel, so first it has to rot and it goes back to become part of the sand. And the idea is you can't have one thing from one thing, but rather there needs to be an ayin in between. There needs to be a it needs to be dissolved in between. So you have a kernel, And in order to get the growth, you have to lose itself in between. So he says he has the Rebbe. So how is there? There's a lot of in the halacha. There's some seed that gets lost. Some seed don't get lost. So if the Rebbe, if Chassidus says that there has to be something in between, one is not. But there's some things that the seed does not get loon, it grows straight from the seed. So the Rebbe says, to me that's not a problem, because in that case it's growing from small to big, not one from to another existence. We're saying from one being to the other being. But when you have like chicks that come out of the egg, or you have the stalk that grows from a seed, and similar. Over here, you have an egg, and you have a chicken, one from one to another one. And you have a stalk from a kernel. Something which does not lose itself, that would be similar if you have a tree that grows from small to big. So in the parable, in the Kabbalah, this is the explanation over there, that that is the orderly evolved. Over there, it comes from Hashem, from the true existence to an existence of a created being. So that's not from small to big, God forbid, but this is fits with the idea of Ayin Be'emtza. Again, this is Hasidic, it's more than our scope of here, we'll just go through that. The question is here, if you count Sefira after Aleinu, so in the Chabad tradition, we do Sefirat HaOmer, we do it before Aleinu, and then you say Kaddish after Aleinu. But if those places that they count Sefira after Aleinu, or if you count Sefira, so do you say Kaddish after Sefira? So the Rebbe says, if I had the power, in order, I would introduce, based on the principle that we shouldn't just say unnecessary Kaddish, you don't just say Kaddish unnecessary, that the Kaddish should only be said after the counting of the Omer. So in other words, don't say Kaddish after Aleinu, not between Aleinu and the Sefira. But if the people don't agree, because that's the, and they want to say Kaddish Yosem immediately after Aleinu, so then you can say Kaddish also after the Sefira, if that's the minhag of the place over there. So the Rebbe says better not to say. But number five, the Rebbe says also. The Rebbe, I guess he wrote to the Rebbe that he feels terrible that the Rebbe doesn't look over. The Rebbe gives Maimorim, he gives the Hasidic discourses, but the Rebbe doesn't have the time to look him over and to publish them as a looked over, as an edited version of the Maimor. So the Rebbe says, number five, I too am in pain that I don't have the I don't have the time to edit, to look over the Maimorim and the sichas of the days of the Fabregen. But what could I do? My time is not in my hands. In other words, I'm not in control over my time. And then to the measure allowed, what would allow me to, I am trying to do this. Same thing is true to respond to the letters that I received, that sometimes there are delays for the same reason. I just don't have the time, which is with blessing of Pesach, Kosher, and Sameach. Now this you can imagine This was in 1952.
Computers.
And the Hasidic community, Chabad, was pretty small then, relatively speaking. As it kept on increasing, you can imagine that it was. But